Think back to when you were a kid and how much time you spent playing outside. Now think about the kids on your block or in your house and how much time you see them exploring the neighborhood. You may have noticed that your kids or your neighbor's kids spend less time outdoors, but there are programs that are working to fight what's been called nature deficit disorder. One of them is C.A. Frost Environmental Sciences Academy in Grand Rapids. Students here start class the way they do most everywhere else, inside, at tables, looking at photocopied sheets of paper and taking direction from their science teacher, Mary Lewandowski.
All right, so raise your hand when you're ready to go out and you can tell me what you got to do.
But once they've got their assignments, they head out the door to a retention pond out back where they've got to figure out where they are.
If this was south, go look for it. Then this was east.
Then they fan out around the pond to complete their assignments. Actually, some of them are in the pond.
We're measuring the temperature of the water.
We got to get the bugs out. And
yeah, we have to check.
We have to feel it.
In some ways, this school is special. It sits right next to a nature preserve, so teachers can take kids on hikes that feel like they're far from the city, when in fact they're not. But in other ways, it's just an ordinary urban public school. Kids don't have to test to get in. Close to two-thirds of students get free or reduced lunch. And the fact that this school is open to any student in Grand Rapids is important to Pam Wells Marcus.
Hi, Ms. Wells.
Hi, good to see you.
Wells is retired now, sort of. She was the principal here for 18 years and still spends a lot of time here. She can't walk 3 feet without a student coming up to her for a hug or to show her a scraped knee. Wells says when she and her colleagues decided to make this an environment-themed school about a decade ago, they wanted it to be a refuge of sorts.
What this school provides to children is a place where they can breathe, where they can notice and observe, where they can question, where they can be still.
Wells says that's a need all kids have, but she says it's especially true in poor urban neighborhoods.
It's not safe to go for walks. It's not safe to go around the block. It's not maybe safe to play in parks and to go in fields and to hang around.
And when kids don't get to spend time in nature, well, studies suggest a link to things like obesity, attention problems, even depression. And on the flip side, there's research that shows something else.
Which is, you can be happier and healthier and maybe even smarter if you get outside into nature more.
That's Richard Louv. He came up with the term nature deficit disorder and wrote about it in his 2005 book, Last Child in the Woods. Louv says schools have helped contribute to the problem.
Many schools have canceled or eliminated recess. Physical education has been cut. Field trips in many schools are a thing of the past. So there's a long list of barriers.
Back at C.A. Frost Elementary in Grand Rapids, teacher Greg Peterson is wrangling a bunch of third graders on a trail in back of the school.
First, wait. Double line right here.
There's a freewheeling element to this kind of teaching. Peterson's got to get these kids to learn what the curriculum says they need to know and what they'll be tested on.
Tell me, what do these leaves do? Rebecca, can you talk loud so we can hear?
But nature keeps getting in the way.
Hey, friends, look at this special kind of hawk. It's called a Cooper's hawk. I can't believe this view we're getting. Look at this.
The school seems to be doing something right. C.A. Frost outperformed the district on the state standardized test in most grades and subjects by a wide margin. And the school may be setting these kids up for a love of the outdoors they can take with them for the rest of their lives. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.
Follow me into the woods, walk where I walk, and keep looking around.